State Saturday afternoon in Laramie. Joe Ligursky, kind enough to join us here on the program. Joe, always a pleasure to talk to you. How are things going today?
Keith, things are going well. It's always good to talk to you guys.
Heck yeah, here we go again, another season, yeah. Joe. And, you will start off, you signed three players today.
Pronunciation?
I will attempt to pronounce their names. Carla Erjavec, from Croatia. Maria Torre Blanca.
Torre Blanca, yeah.
From Spain. And then you have Quinn Weidemann from Omaha. All three guards, I'm guessing, preparing for the future, I guess, with some guard play, correct?
Very much so, Keith. In fact, the versatility with the players is what we really like. For Carla and Quinn, they both bounce back between playing point guard and two guard, so that gives us the flexibility that we need. And then Maria's a three-player. And with us losing Liv Roberts, it's very important for us. But you're right. A great deal is set for the future. And I think that's one of the reasons the players chose us, is they know there's not a lot of time where there's a number of players in between our seniors and then their opportunity to play. So we're excited about it. But I think the biggest thing is the flexibility that we'll have as coaches. And there's good size and quickness in this class with, Carla's 5'11" as a point guard, and Quinn at 5'9" is as probably as athletic as we'll have.
Joe, a lot of foreign players, too. You have two in this class, and you have several on the roster already. How big has Bullion been in recruiting overseas and getting that dynamic to Wyoming? Because we've seen how big it's been, not only in the Mountain West, but across the country, especially in women's basketball.
You know, Keith, it really has. And having Bullion on our staff, one of the things I always talk about is however your makeup of your staff is, it seems like where you're able to recruit. And I know with Heather, being from the Midwest, being from Missouri, we've looked a great deal in Missouri. We still base everything on Wyoming and Colorado to begin with because of the proximity. But at times, those players don't select Wyoming. And when they don't select Wyoming, then we have to have options to go elsewhere. And Boyan's been a big influence. With him having national team background, he's able to have met a lot of people, and then the success that our international players have and how they've been treated really seems to be a positive for us to gain additional players.
We talked earlier today, and you guys beat Shadron State in your exhibition game by 50-plus points, and I asked you what kind of things you can get out of that, and you said every game, regardless of the outcome, has learning experiences. So what did you learn about the Cowgirls in that exhibition game, despite the discrepancy in points between you guys and Shadron State?
Well, on the positive end, Keith, that we're pretty deep.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an edge to play defense 1 through 14 players. In the past, we've had games of this nature, an exhibition game, we get up to a big lead, and then in the fourth quarter, we end up usually getting beat. And our reserves go in, and all they're worried about is scoring points. And this time, they went in and really took a lot of pride in being able to slow Shadron State down, and they wanted to keep it that way. And I think that's a step forward. So that's the positive of it. On the flip side, I didn't think we moved as well in the motion offense as we need to. That's something we've really stressed and worked on more this week, because we have to be able to run our motion. Our spread offense worked very well. That's something that was a positive. And then maybe the biggest positive I take away from this, we didn't play two of our better players in Liv Roberts and Slajana Rakovic. And so when we get Slajana and Liv back, it's even going to make us a little deeper.
Speaking of that, Coach, are either one of them or both going to be ready for Saturday's regular season opener?
I know Liv's going to be ready. We got her on what we call limited minutes. There's only so many minutes she can participate in, probably for the next 2 weeks. And so, but it's manageable minutes where it would be something that I'd look to play her anyway. And Slajana has practiced all week. In fact, I told her tonight she looked like she did before she went into concussion protocol and looked really good. But we'll get a doctor's clearance on that on Friday. But, you know, when you talk to her, she believes she was playing last week also. And I tell her we don't take any chances. Dave, you and I remember when you'd hold up your finger and say, how many fingers do you see? And if you were close, they put you back in. That's no longer the case.
Did she remember who you were?
Oh, they always do that. There's no doubt. They know who's barking at them from time to time.
Well, we used to be just pass the smelling salts under your nose, shake your head, and get back at it.
Yeah, it's a whole lot different nowadays, and rightfully so. It should be. There's a lot of things that have changed. Gerald and I were joking how we used to talk about that if you took water back in the day, it was a sign of weakness. Nobody was to take water. Now we look at it and go, wow, how do we even think that that's what you're supposed to do? So there's been some things changed for the positive of the student-athlete, and I think it's been a good change. But we're hoping Slajana can play because our fans are going to really like the way she participates, how competitive she is, and as I said, to get her and Liv back will really add to this group.
Coach, I think fans, and we remember last year's team and the players that are back that were kind of mainstays with the Cowgirls, but who are you expecting to kind of take that next step for you to be not necessarily maybe even a role player or take a step in the right direction to better themselves and help better the Cowgirl basketball team?
Keith, that's a great question. You must do this stuff for a living.
Wait, don't say that.
Every once in a while, I have a good one, Joe. Every once in a while.
Yeah.
Hey, I've never been asked that question before, but that is a great question. Two players that have participated last year in Clara Tapia and Taylor Rusk. Both had good years, but they were both first-year players. So we're expecting more from them this year. I know one day in practice, I reminded both of them that we let them accomplish last year, we're not going to get by with that this year because they have to step up. And then off the bench, I think Shalali Kapence is playing really well, and Shalali has really come back a different player. And that's really important for us because she can play the four or the five and plays extremely well offensively, but her defense is picked up. So there's three players off that we think are going to step up. And then when you add in Slajana, who's a junior college transfer, we're getting back Liv, Natalie. We have some options to be able to play out there on the floor, but those are the three that I think need to change their game.
Coach, I'm curious your thoughts on this one. I know you guys don't take much stock in preseason polls and stuff like that, but looking at the way the media vote, I mean, it's really, really close, 1 through 5. 5 teams getting first place votes. You know, you guys were picked to finish second. What does that tell you about this league when the folks who cover it have it so tightly packed up top with 5 different teams, you know, right there in the mix?
Yeah, I think what everybody's looking at is the competitiveness of this league and who people have back. I know, you know, we're happy to be picked second. We think that we played well enough towards the end of the year. What I remind the team is that we're not that same team right now. We have a ways to go to be as good as that group was at the end. And so that's our challenge. I, you know, always look down at CSU. They've been there. They understand what it takes. New Mexico, I think they swept the individual preseason awards with Player of the Year, Newcomer of the Year, Sixth Person of the Year. So they have to be somebody to be contend with. And then I picked Boise State to win it all. And I think they play very well. So it's going to be who's playing well throughout the season and going through, you know, 10 weeks to be able to do that. But I think there's a little indecision with all the coaches and the media as to who maybe the best team really is.
Now, I'm hoping in your pregame interview with Reese Saturday afternoon, you give him, maybe a congratulations, but a hard time about, you know, turning 50. I mean, he turns 50 today, Joe. So, you know, you got to give him a little bit of grief on that one, I think.
We really do. But I tell you what, it's when you turn 60 this year, 50 looks pretty good to me.
Uh-oh. Is that what you're looking at?
Hell, when you're my age, 60 looks good.
See, it's all relative, isn't it, Dave?
So absolutely.
Hold on a second. Dave just turned 70.
Yeah.
So, Coach, I'm assuming you're going to turn 60. Is that right?
I turned 60 this past July.
Reese turns 50. I'll be 40 in a couple months. I mean, there's quite the range right there with milestone birthdays coming up.
Yeah.
That really is. It's all those decades. And I know. I understand what Dave's saying. He wishes he was 60. I wish I was 50. Reese wishes he was 40.
And we all wish Keith was gone.
Oh, wow.
That's tough.
All right, I'll talk to you guys
really
later.
That might qualify as creating a hostile work environment.
Wow, that is. That's rough.
And we got it over the airways, Dave. That is tough.
He's been on me all week, so...
Okay, because I'm the guy telling him that was a great question he asked, and now you're ready to replace him.
Well, he's, you know.
It's what have you done for me lately,
that's
Coach.
Right. Hey, we got the Chase question today. I got to ask you our Chase question, okay?
Okay.
Chase question is, do you, as a Wyoming fan, root for CSU this weekend to beat Boise?
Yes, I do.
It's a great answer.
Or do you want to just root for Boise to lose?
Anything that puts Wyoming in a better situation, that's how I look at it.
That's the right
and
answer.
I know
yeah.
we're one game back, but they also have the tiebreaker. So that's a situation where we need Boise to drop a game, and it doesn't matter who, because we got the tiebreaker over CSU, so I'm excited about that. What a game that was on Saturday.
Oh boy, it was a good one.
It was a good one. Now, did that 50-year-old Reese stay outside the whole time?
He was He was covered in snow.
Yeah.
See? Give him credit, because I tell you what, it looked very comfortable from my seat.
Looked good from mine, too.
I was out in with the unwashed masses in my seat in my season ticket, so I was out in it as well, but I had ponchos and stuff on, so...
It made it really easy. I thought the question, I was going to give you my answer before you even asked the question. Okay. I thought the answer was Oklahoma.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
What do you think, Keith? Are they going to sneak in? They're right there.
If they went out, I think they're in, Joe.
I agree with you.
If they went out, I think they're in.
Yeah.
They got to win out.
I'm Keith.
The way they're going, they also might win the spring track championship in the Big 12.
Well, I didn't know Oklahoma State played such an early basketball game, but it was a heck of a score.
Their basketball might not put up that many points, to be honest with you.
That's what happens when you play flag football.
Man.
Well, Keith, I'm rooting for you, and I'm counting on them.
All right, Joe, thank you for the time.
Keep hanging in there.
All right.
Guys, I appreciate it, and it's fun to get started again with you.
We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
See you Saturday afternoon, Coach.
All right.
We'll do that. Take care, guys.
Thanks. Bye.